What's going on, world? Welcome to my show, Billy D Takeover. You guessed it, I'm Billy D, a soldier, here to help you take over. This is a motivational podcast to help motivate you to pick a goal you are passionate about and take over in it. We will talk about how to get rich, relationships, sex, religion, music, bodybuilding, whatever you want to take over in, we will give you the knowledge to do it. And if I don't know how to do it, I will help you find somebody that does. I know a lot of subject matter experts because I know how to network. All right, let's get started. First, I'm going to give you a little info about myself and then let the show begin. This is my very first podcast and it's absolutely 100% free. My first name is Billy D, last name Williams. That's right, my mom's named me after the famous actor that played in Star Wars, Lando Calrissian. I'm from Rough Riley, North Carolina. What's up, Petey Pablo? I have a beautiful wife and handsome son. I've been in the U.S. Army for 11 years. I'm an ammunition staff sergeant. I fought for my country in Iraq in 2009 and made it back. So I'm all about using my Amendment Number 1 rights, freedom of speech, that I fought for. And I will teach you how to soldier up, suit your weapon, and fight against enemies foreign and domestic. I know this is radio, but as you can tell by the sound of my voice, I'm a young, strong, and confident black man that started from the bottom and worked my way up to the top. So no matter what you look like, you can make it. These are my own personal thoughts and feelings. I'm not sponsored by anybody, so nobody can silence me. Never let anybody stop your voice. Well, let's get started. Today's first episode is called How to Get Rich. The secrets I am about to tell you, rich people don't want you to know. I could be killed for this. But if I gotta die, I'ma die fighting. The first secret I'm gonna let you know is what to do with your money first. Jay Rogers from New York City emailed me. He says he's from Harlem, and that's in Manhattan, right? I've been to New York one time. It's pretty cool. So if you want to email me, go to takeoverempire.com and click on contact. And you can email me and ask me any question you want. And pick up some gear while you're at it. So Jay Rogers emailed me and he asked me, Billy D Takeover, how do I get rich? Do I save or get out of debt first? That's a great question. I'm glad you asked. And what qualifies me to answer this question? I have a bachelor's degree in organizational management. I will teach you how to manage your business and your finances. I have multiple businesses, my own clothing line, and a Get Rich book coming out this year in 2020. So I know from experience, not potential. So how do I get rich? Do I save or do I get out of debt? The answer is neither. The first thing you do is invest. In my book coming out this year called God's Secret to Getting Rich, I have a law called Conduct 40 Days and 40 Nights. So for 40 days and 40 nights, you save $400 to invest. That's $10 a day. That's too easy. Go to a federal bank or credit union like Navy Federal or a state employees credit union and open up a single register stock. I went to First Command Bank and opened up a single register stock, put $400 in it, and every month I put $350 more in it. But you have to do it according to your budget. If you can only put $100 in a month, then do it. But do it automatically or auto pay so you don't have to worry about it. Then after you have started your investment, then the second thing you do is get out of debt. Pay off your credit card bill. I like to start by paying off the lowest balance first and work my way up to the highest balance just so I can have a small win. Some people like to start with the highest interest rate, but that might be a $5,000 credit card. That's going to take a while to pay off. In the meantime, I paid off a $1,000 credit card or a $500 one and another $500 one. I paid off 3 credit cards and you're still working on one. Then lastly, the third thing you do is save for an emergency fund. In the meantime, you get your credit card emergency fund or your credit card is used for your emergency fund. That's a $1,000 credit card you paid off and cut up, and if you have an emergency, call your credit card company and ask them to send you another credit card. You misplaced it or demagnetized it. So let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I tried to buy a Subway. I went online. There was a Subway for sale in my area. I called them. They made me come into the Subway headquarters the next day. I took a written test, a lot of math questions, but I passed. Next, they told me it was $150,000 to get the Subway. I called a business loan company. I let them know I was in the Army making $60,000 a year. They said they support the military and they would front me the money. The Subway sales rep said, "Great. Then you are all good to go. You will be the official owner of this Subway. Your 2-week training starts next week." I said, "Thank you so much." They said, "But there is one thing left we have to do. We have to check your bank account to make sure you have $10,000 in it." So I asked them, why did I need to have $10,000 in it? They said, just in case the toaster machine breaks or something like that, I need to have money to repair it. So they asked me to pull up my Wells Fargo account, and I knew I didn't have $10,000 in my account. So I told them, "I can get $10,000 from the loan." They said, "No, it has to be my personal money." So sadly, I told them I didn't have $10,000 in my bank account at this time. They told me, "Come back when I do. Sorry we couldn't do business with you." I was 1 second away from turning my 5-digit income into a 6-digit income. I would have made $60,000 after I paid off my employees. $60,000 a year. And that would be on top of the $60,000 I already made from the Army. So I would have been making $120,000 a year, a 6-digit income, the American dream. But they told me no, all because I didn't have $10,000 cash money. So I told myself I would make $10,000 in 2 years. That's when I came up with the plan to invest $400 one month and $350 for 23 more months, which equals $8,050. Plus 400 we started with, so that's 8,450 times 20% profit. Are you following me? That equals 1,690. So $8,450 plus $1,690 equals $10,140, more than the $10,000 I needed. And that's what I made. The investment was basically paying me $70 a month to invest for 2 years. But if you start with a higher amount, you make more money. And if the stock market is high, you make more money. Give me my money, like Bing Worm says in Friday. Now, I'm in the process of trying to buy the Subway again because I have the money now. I have so many investments now that I can try to buy an even bigger restaurant if I want. The sky is the limit. So remember, first, invest. Second, get out of debt. Third, save. I went to sleep poor. I woke up rich. The rich don't want you to invest in the stock market. They want all the money to themselves. They buy low and sell high. That's the key. The key is to buy low and sell high. But we will get into that on another podcast. So now, I'm going to leave you with a Bible quote to give you motivation to get rich. "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." Deuteronomy 8:18, ESV, which is the English Standard Version. So, my takeover crew, my takeover people, stay prayed up, stay safe, stay blessed through these hard times, and let's turn these hard times into good times. This podcast was made by a soldier to help you take over. This is Billy D, the rap legend. Now I've turned into Billy D, the Army legend. Signing off. Hope you have a great day, and I hope you tune in to my next podcast. Trying to do it every Tuesday. T for takeover. Let's get it. Takeover.